Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 32. We are delighted to be back for another lesson of Coffee Break Chinese. This is Mark. I'm here with Crystal. And of course, our friend Hong Yu is in China. And that is where we're headed once again in this lesson. Because as you know, in lessons 31 to 40 of Coffee Break Chinese, we are following my progress as I put my language skills to work in China, putting into practice what I've learned so far in Coffee Break Chinese lessons 1 to 30. Crystal, 你好吗?
我非常好,你怎么样,马克?
我很好,但是我很累。你又累了。
You're tired again.
Tired again, yeah. I've not got jet lag to complain about this time, but yeah, it's been a busy time this week with work. But nonetheless, I'm pleased to be recording Coffee Break Chinese with you. Okay, let's get on with today's lesson.
Mm-hmm.
准备好了吗?
准备好了,开始吧。
Okay, so as we did last time, we're going to listen to the whole conversation. And again, in this conversation, there's a little English used. But as we proceed through these lessons, you'll be hearing more and more Chinese in these conversations. As I explained, we are in the airport at the information desk. And Hong Yu has set me a challenge.
好,我们听听吧。
Are you saying, shall we have a listen?
Yeah, listen.
Listen, ting ting. Okay, here goes.
Okay, Mark. You're going to be asking the question here, but I will help you with the words you need. First of all, we are going to the city center. Do you know how to say that?
I think center is something to do with Dong, as in Zhongguo. Is that Middle Kingdom?
好的. For the city center, we say 市中心, the center or the heart of the city.
市中心.
You also need to ask, how long will the journey take? For example, if you're asking about going by bus, 大巴, you could say, 坐大巴多长时间?
多长时间? Can I say that again? 坐大巴多长时间?
对, what about the subway?
Okay, could I say, 坐地铁多长时间? 时间?
可以.
Okay, I can't put this off any longer. I'm off to the information desk.
Good morning, welcome to the information desk. 早上好,欢迎您来到中国,您需要什么帮助?早上好,请问,我怎么去市中心?您去市中心哪里?
我去王府井，我的酒店在那儿。您可以坐大巴，也可以坐地铁，还可以坐出租车。谢谢。坐大巴多长时间？
一个半小时。我可以坐地铁吗？
也可以，您先坐机场线到东直门，转二号线到建国门。 然后转一号线到王府井。太难了，我听不懂。您可以坐出租车去市中心。坐出租车多少钱？ 坐出租车100块，但是出租车很舒服，也很快。你明白吗？
Not quite. Is it something about books, 书?
It's a different 书. 舒服 means comfortable. And quiet is fast.
很好,谢谢您。不客气,再见。Now,
I think we do have to thank the very patient man at the information desk in the airport who patiently waited, especially as Hong Yu gave me a Chinese lesson in the middle of all that. Fortunately, it wasn't very busy when we recorded that. Okay, let's go back and talk a little more about this conversation. At the beginning, Hong Yu was kind of preparing me for the words that I was going to need. And we talked about the center of town. What was that word again, Crystal?
市中心.
So, 市中心.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 中, the middle, in there, but there's a little more to it than that.
Yeah, 心 means heart.
Mm-hmm.
So 中心, middle of the heart.
Yeah.
And 市 means the city.
Right, so we're talking about the very heart of the city, where it's all happening. Yeah?
对对对.
Well, I guess if we're talking about Wangfujing, it is all happening there.
对.
One of the most, well, certainly busy parts of central Beijing, yeah?
对对对.
Right, so we're talking about the 市中心, and we asked the question, or we learned the question, how long does it take by various types of transport? So what was the question again?
坐大巴. 多长时间?
Can you explain each word
okay.
in that?
坐 means to take.
Mm-hmm.
大巴 is the bus.
The bus. So 坐大巴, take
多长,
the bus.
多长, how long?
How long?
时间, time.
Right, so 多长, that's how long, like 多少, same word, okay?
Like 多少钱, how much.
Okay, so 多长, how long, 时间, journey.
Time.
Time. Okay, I'm getting mixed up there. So, 坐大巴多长时间 by bus, how much time?
Mm-hmm.
And if we were to say by subway, I could say 坐地铁多长时间
很好, yeah.
And another mode of transport that we did talk about in this conversation was 出租车
taxi.
Taxi, yeah. So, 坐 出租车.
That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
出租车.
Oh, I'm getting all mixed up. Say it one more time.
出租车.
出租车.
非常好.
Okay. So, 坐出租车. 多长时间.
很好.
So, by taxi, how long would it take? Right, so we've got the main question that we are going to ask. Let's have a listen to the first part of our conversation with the person at the tourist information or the information office in the airport, and we will pick up on this in just a moment.
早上好, 欢迎您来到中国, 您需要什么帮助?
早上好, 请问 我怎么去市中心?
您去市中心哪里?
我去王府井, 我的酒店在那儿。
Okay, let's stop there. First of all, the person welcomed me to China, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear what he said.
欢迎您来到中国。
Okay, 欢迎您来到。 中国, so welcome.
You have arrived. Yeah.
You've arrived in China. Welcome to come to China. Uh-huh. And then he asked me if I needed help.
您需要什么帮助?
So the 需要, that's
need.
A need. That's a new word for us, I think. 需要, do you need? And again, he's using the 您 form, being more polite to me. So 您需要什么帮助?
需要.
Okay, 需要. I'm saying that wrongly. Let's hear it again.
您需要什么帮助?
您需要什么帮助? So 帮助 is something we've dealt
help.
With quite recently. Yeah. So do you need any help or how can I help you?
您需要什么帮助?
And then I went on to say, how do I get to the city center? I said,
请问 我怎么去市中心?
So that's a really straightforward structure. I, how, go, city center.
我怎么去市中心? 对.
So how would we say, how do I get to the Great Wall?
我怎么去长城?
Okay, or how do I get to the hospital?
我怎么去医院?
What about how do we get to the swimming pool?
我们怎么去游泳池?
So it's this 怎么去 is really straightforward. How do I get to somewhere? So 请问我怎么去市中心? How do I get to the city center? Now, he went on to ask for a little more information. He wanted to know exactly where I was going.
您去市中心哪里?
So you go city center where? 您去市中心哪里?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to go in the city center? And I explained that my something was in Wang Fu Jing, which is an area of the city center. Let's listen again just to that little section.
您去市中心哪里?
我去王府井，我的酒店在那儿。
您可以坐大巴，也可以坐地铁，还可以坐出租车。
So I explained that 我的酒店在那儿。My hotel is there. So I want to go to 王府井 because my hotel is there. And then I was told that I could take three types of transport, basically. What did the person say?
您可以坐大巴。
You can take the bus.
也可以坐地铁。
You can also take the subway.
还可以坐出租车。
And furthermore,、
and
you can even take a taxi. The 出租车, the word I was having trouble with earlier. Okay. Now, we go on to talk about how long each type of transport will take and what the best option is. But we're going to do that after our breaks. We'll be back in just a moment.
How?
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy.In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, so welcome back. We are here in the airport at Beijing Airport, and we are trying to find out information about how to get from the airport to the Wangfujing district where my hotel is. Now, we were talking about different types of transport to get there. We talked about daba, the bus, ditie, the subway, and also the chuzuche, a taxi option.Let's listen to the next part of our conversation and we'll hear a little, well, I'll be using the question that Hong Yu taught me and that would be, 多长时间? How long does it take? Okay, let's have a listen.
您可以坐大巴,也可以坐地铁,还可以坐出租车。
谢谢。坐大巴多长时间?
一个半小时。
Okay, so this is a bit of a tricky explanation here. Crystal, can you help us with what the man said?
一个半小时。
So it's one something because 一个 is in there, but what is it?
半 means half.
Right, so one half and then 小时。
Hour. Yeah.
So are you saying half an hour?
1.5 hours.
Right, how does that work? Can you explain that?
Okay, 一个 meaning one. So 个 is the measure word for hour.
Yep.
And then he adds 半 means half. So 1.5 小时 hour.
So how would you just say half an hour?
半个小时。
半个小时。
Yeah.
So half the measure word hour.
Yes.
But here we're saying 一个半小时。So 1.5.
对。
Hours. That is tricky. You've got to admit that that's quite tricky. I'm sure it comes naturally to you, but that does not work in my head for naturally. And to be honest, I think it's a little bit long to get into the city centre. So let's look at the other options. Mm. I also asked, can I take the subway? Let's have a listen to this part.
我可以坐地铁吗?
也可以。您先坐机场线到东直门。转二号线到建国门，然后转一号线到王府井。
Okay, now I think if the bus was too slow, this just seems too complicated. We had a very complex explanation of how exactly to get from the airport to Wangfujing through, I think, three different subway lines.
对。
Can we go through this so that we understand exactly what he said?
Okay, 您先坐机场线。到东直门. So the first line is 机场线, the airport line.
Okay.
Okay. 转 to change, 二号线 line two.
Two, yeah, I recognize the R
yeah,
here.
到建国门 to 建国门 stop.
Mm-hmm.
然后 and then 转 change 一号线 line one 到王府井。
Right, now the thing is, I arrived in China to do some recording. Therefore, I had lots of luggage. And I didn't really want to be going through all these different subway lines with all my luggage. So, I think the Chuzhu is becoming more and more attractive. Okay, so I said in response to this, Tainan le, which means?
Too difficult.
Too difficult, yes, way too difficult. Uh-huh. Let's listen on to the next section.
您先坐机场线到东直门，转二号线到建国门，然后转一号线到王府井。
太难了，我听不懂。
您可以坐出租车去市中心。
坐出租车多少钱？
坐出租车100块，但是出租车很舒服，也很快。
Right, so the man suggested that I could also take a chuzhu to the city center. What did he say?
您可以坐出租车去市中心。
So you can take taxi to go to the city center, but I wanted to know how much that would cost. I asked.
坐出租车多少钱?
So take taxi, how much money? How much does a taxi cost? What was the answer?
出租车100块.
So the taxi is about 100 RMB.
Yeah. 但是出租车很舒服，也很快.
So we had a word in there that I didn't understand. In fact, I didn't understand the whole sentence. And that's where Hong Yu came in to help.So we were talking about the taxi. Let's have a listen to this next little section.
坐出租车100块，但是出租车很舒服，也很快。
你明白吗?
Not quite. Is it something about books, 书?
It's a different 书. 舒服 means comfortable, and 快 is fast.
很好，谢谢您。
不客气，再见。
Okay, so for 100 RMB...It's both comfortable and fast,、mm-hmm. and I think that seems like a good deal.
对
Okay, so I took the taxi into the centre of town. Okay, it's time to listen again through the whole conversation, and hopefully once again you'll understand everything now that we've gone through it in detail.
好,我们听听吧。
Okay, Mark, you're going to be asking the question here.But I will help you with the words you need. First of all, we are going to the city center. Do you know how to say that?
I think center is something to do with Zhong, as in Zhongguo. Is that middle kingdom?
好的。For the city center, we say 市中心, the center or the heart of the city.
市中心。
You also need to ask how long will the journey take?For example, if you're asking about going by bus, 大巴, you could say, 坐大巴多长时间?
多长时间? Can I say that again? 坐大巴多长时间?
对, what about the subway?
Okay, could I say, 坐地铁多长时间?
可以。
Okay, I can't put this off any longer. I'm off to the information desk.
Good morning. Welcome to China. Do you need any help? Good morning.
Please, how do I go to the city center?
Where do you go to the
city center? I go to...我的酒店在那儿。
您可以坐大巴，也可以坐地铁，还可以坐出租车。
谢谢。坐大巴多长时间？
一个半小时。
我可以坐地铁吗？
也可以。 您先坐机场线到东直门，转二号线到建国门，然后转一号线到王府井。
太难了，我听不懂。
您可以坐出租车去市中心。
坐出租车多少钱？
坐出租车100块，但是出租车很舒服，也很快。
你明白吗？
Not quite. Is it something about books, 书？
It's a different 书。舒服 means comfortable, and 快 is fast.
很好，谢谢您。
不客气，再见。
Okay, there we have it, another episode. I hope that you've enjoyed this conversation, and once again that it's been useful to practice some of the travel and the transport-related vocabulary that we've covered in previous lessons. Now, in the next lesson, I'll be finally arriving at the hotel, and you can look forward to that conversation very soon. Of course, there is more for this lesson of Coffee Break Chinese. You can access our bonus lesson notes, which explain everything that's covered in the lesson, along with the video version and the bonus audio materials. And that is all available at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget, you can check out the Coffee Break Chinese Facebook page at facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese.
And that's where we post some cultural content, information about what's going on in China and other Chinese-speaking areas, and of course some language practice for you too. So that's facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese. And also, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. That's Coffee Break Languages on YouTube. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Chinese, but for now, thank you once again and goodbye.
谢谢，再见。
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.